Hi, the content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Roble for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Undoing Diabetes. Losing weight may reverse type 2 diabetes if you haven't had the disease for long. Researchers randomly assigned 147 people aged 18 to 50 who had had type 2 diabetes for no more than 3 years to either a control group or an intervention group. All had overweight or obesity. Every day for 12 weeks, the intervention group consumed only about 800 calories worth of meal replacement foods, like shakes, soups, and bars, plus raw vegetables and 2 quarts of water. They also stopped taking all diabetes medications and boosted their exercise, starting with a goal of taking 10,000 steps a day and then aiming for doing at least 150 minutes of exercise per week. Over the next 12 weeks, they slowly reintroduced foods with help from a dietitian. The control group received usual medical care for diabetes. After a year, those in the intervention group had lost, on average, 26 pounds, and 61% of them no longer had diabetes. In roughly half of those without diabetes, long-term blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, had dropped to the pre-diabetes range, while in the other half, levels were down to normal. In contrast, people in the control group had lost an average of 9 pounds, and only 12% of them no longer had diabetes. Note, one of the 15 researchers had previously received a grant from Cambridge Weight Plan Limited. The company sells the meal replacements used in the study, but didn't supply them for free or fund the research. What to do? If you have type 2 diabetes and excess weight, talk to your doctor about a weight loss and exercise program and whether you can cut back on your meds. What did I just eat? Do people eat more if they're too busy to notice what they've already eaten? Researchers had 120 women drink either a thick 270-calorie smoothie or a thin 75-calorie smoothie while distracted by either an easy or a difficult computer task. Then they were offered potato chips and similar snacks. The women ate about half as many chips and reported feeling more full after drinking the high-calorie smoothie than after drinking the lower-calorie smoothie, but only after doing the easy task. After the harder, more distracting task, the women ate as many chips and felt equally full, regardless of whether they had polished off a high-calorie or low-calorie smoothie. What to do? Keep in mind that eating may not curb your appetite or make you feel as full if you were distracted while you ate. Drugs in supplements? Some brain enhancement, memory, or mental clarity supplements may contain unapproved drugs. Researchers analyzed 10 supplements whose labels listed Omburacetum, Nupet, Aniracetum, Oxiracetum, or Phenylparacetum. All are unapproved drugs and are similar to paracetam, which is prescribed for dementia or memory loss in some countries, but is not approved for use in the United States. The supplements contain just 2 of the 4 drugs, in one case at 4 times a typical dose, and more than half of the doses listed on the labels didn't match what was in the pills. What to do? Watch out. Many supplements make claims without good evidence, and some may contain unapproved drugs, sometimes at doses that could be risky. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. The lentil variations. Enjoy this simple, delicious, amazingly versatile soup tonight. Then pack your bags. The recipe makes 9 cups, so you can be in Greece tomorrow, Mexico the day after, then India. Simple lentil soup. Ingredients: 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1 large onion diced, 2 carrots diced, 3 cloves garlic minced, 2 tablespoons tomato paste, 2 bay leaves, 1/2 pound or 1 1/4 cups black, green, brown, or red lentils, or yellow split peas rinsed and picked over, 1 15-ounce can no salt added diced tomatoes, 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper to taste. In a large, heavy pot over medium heat, heat the oil until shimmering. Sauté the onion and carrots until lightly browned, 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in the garlic, tomato paste, and bay leaves. Cook, stirring, for 1 minute. Stir in the lentils, tomatoes, and 5 cups water. Bring to a boil over high heat. Reduce the heat to medium-low and simmer, stirring occasionally, until the lentils are tender, 25 to 30 minutes. 15 to 20 minutes for red lentils or yellow split peas. Remove and discard the bay leaves. Optional, for a smoother consistency, puree some or all of the soup with a hand blender. 4. Season with the salt and pepper. Don't worry if you don't use all the soup. It freezes beautifully. For a Greek variation, stir in 4 cups of baby spinach, kale or arugula, and 1/4 cup minced fresh dill after simmering the soup. Top each cup of soup with a pinch of lemon zest and a bit of dill and a scattering of sliced scallions. For a Mexican variation, puree 2 cups of the basic soup in a blender with 1 chipotle in adobo or 1 teaspoon chipotle powder. In a medium pot, bring the pureed soup plus 2 more cups of the basic soup to a simmer. Top each cup of soup with a few thin slices of fresh chili pepper, try jalapeno, fresno, or serrano, 1/8 of a sliced avocado, and a few fresh cilantro leaves. For an Indian spin, puree 4 cups of the basic soup in a blender with 1 serrano or jalapeno pepper. In a medium pot, bring the pureed soup to a simmer. In a small pan, gently heat 4 dried chilies, try Szechuan, 2 chopped cloves garlic, 1/2 teaspoon smoked paprika, and 1/2 teaspoon curry powder, and 2 tablespoons olive oil until fragrant, 1 to 2 minutes. Top each cup of soup with 1 of the dried chilies and a few slices of ginger and a drizzle of the spiced oil. Food find. Yummus. Since we debuted our original lemon garlic hummus at the Ithaca Farmers Market back in 2013, our mission has been to introduce America to its new favorite brand of hummus, says the Ithaca Hummus website. Nice to finally meet you. The pleasure is all ours. Ithaca's cold-crafted hummus handily won over our taste buds. Why? The company makes its chickpea dip using high levels of pressure instead of heat or preservatives. Unlike most brands who blend their hummus while the chickpeas are still hot, we cool the chickpeas and blend our hummus cold to keep the ingredients fresh, says Ithaca. That's why you can taste the sweet beets in the lemon beet, the fresh garlic in the lemon garlic, and the tart lemon in our favorite, the lemon dill. Don't love lemon? Try the zingy smoked chipotle, the roasted red pepper, or the Kalamata olive. Or go with the classic. All supply healthy fat from sunflower oil and tahini, with 50 to 70 calories in 2 tablespoons. That's typical for hummus. So is the sodium, 95 to 120 milligrams. With no preservatives, Ithaca stays fresh for about 1 week after you open it. That is, if you don't gobble it up sooner. Got some carrot sticks, cukes, crunchy snap peas, bell peppers, or whatever? Take a dip from us. Food fail. Domino's. There are a ton of social media posts out there about soggy burgers and tacos, Domino's chief marketing officer told Nation's Restaurant News in August. That's right. With Americans relying more on takeout, soggy complaints have apparently gone viral. Domino's solution? Swap buns and tortillas for pizza crusts. Enter its new cheeseburger and chicken taco pizzas. Never thought of adding ketchup, mustard sauce, American cheese, and beef to a pizza? What about taco seasoning, American cheese, and grilled chicken? Domino's took those giant leaps for mankind. In fact, each 280-calorie slice of a medium cheeseburger pizza, with its 1/3 of a day saturated fat and sodium, is like eating a McDonald's cheeseburger. The catch? Domino's says that an 8-slice medium pizza feeds 2 to 4. That's 2 to 4 slices per person. So each serving has 560 to 1,120 calories, mostly from salty meat, cheese, and white flour. But you won't see those numbers. Why? Most chains have to list calories per serving. Domino's led and won the fight to list pizza calories per slice. What's next? Buttered popcorn pizza? Loaded fries pizza? Reese's Pieces pizza. Domino's, putting its patrons first. Dish of the month, refried beans. Saute 1 minced garlic clove in 2 tablespoons oil for 1 minute. Add a pinch of dried oregano, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and a 15-ounce can no salt added beans with their liquid. Bring to a simmer, mash or puree. Eat on tacos or tostados. Beans, by any means. Stash them in your pantry, freezer, and fridge. By Lindsay Moyer and Camilla Mitchell. When we say beans, of course we mean beans, lentils, chickpeas, and split peas. All legumes are superstars. They're a solid source of fiber and plant protein. They're also packed with other nutrients. Hello, potassium, magnesium, folate, zinc, and iron. And they're easy on the planet. One more upside? Think of already cooked beans as nature's fast food. Here are some of our favorite supermarket finds for a quick and easy meal. Lentils to love. All legumes are good legumes, but lentils steal the show. For starters, they're equally at home in a salad, side dish, soup, or stew. Next up, speed. Most lentils take just 15 to 25 minutes to cook. Sprouted brands like True Roots can cut that in half. Dry beans, on the other hand, typically hover around 45 to 75 minutes after an overnight soak. Lentils? No soaking needed. Even quicker, stockpile pre-cooked pouches like Target's Good & Gather 90-second black lentils or Trader Joe's refrigerated, salted, steamed lentils. Just heat and eat. Ready to sample the rainbow? Brown or green lentils, the go-to for soups and stews. French green lentils. These dark green gems hold their shape after cooking, so they're ideal for salads and peel-offs. Look for French, French style, or Le Puy on the bag. Black lentils. Like their French kin, black, aka beluga, lentils stay firm when cooked, and that dazzling black caviar-like look. Red or other split lentils. Got just 10 or 15 minutes? Red lentils, like split peas, have their skins removed so they're soft and quick cooking. That makes them the perfect lentils for dal. Spice it up. This is our riff on dal, the staple bean dish, says Maya Kamal, organic everyday dal. We're inspired by the countless variations dreamed up by Indian cooks. Flavorful dals treat legumes right. Try Maya's kidney bean, carrot, tamarind, black lentil, tomato, cumin, or green garbanzo, corn, and coriander. Skip the coconut varieties so you can dodge their extra saturated fat. Another plus, the sodium in those three dal ranges from 310 to 350 milligrams per serving. Half the pouch or about 2/3 a cup. Most varieties of other brands like Tasty Bite hit 450 to 490 milligrams. To cut the sodium in any packaged dal or curry, serve it over unsalted brown rice. Or stir in 1.5 cups of cooked red lentils or no salt added beans, which also boosts the protein and fiber. There's ample sauce to go around. To play it safe, take your food out of microwavable pouches before heating to lower the risk that any chemicals in the package end up in your mouth. Use a microwave-safe glass or ceramic bowl or the stovetop instead. Hold the salt. Need some beans for that recipe? Look for less salt. If you're starting with a can, carton, or pouch of unseasoned cooked beans, keep in mind that just 1/2 cup of most brands has 250 to 500 milligrams of sodium. Draining and rinsing only cuts that about 1/3. Instead, look for low sodium, or 140 milligrams or less, or no salt added on the label. Can the can. At nutritionaction.com/drybeans, you can find out how to perfectly cook your own from scratch. Rule of thumb, it takes 1.5 to 1.75 cups of cooked beans to replace a 15-ounce can or pouch, and 1 pound of dry beans, about 2.5 cups, makes 6 to 8 cups. Freezer finds. Don't limit yourself to the supermarket's shelf-stable aisles. Odds are the freezer case has some winners, especially for the lucky folks with Trader Joe's nearby. Trader Joe's Melodious Blend. Its half dozen ingredients are music to our ears. Green lentils, red lentils, green garbanzos, tomatoes, and extra virgin olive oil, plus salt. Each serving, it cooks down to about 3/4 cup. has 370 milligrams of sodium. Ta-da! Instant side. Trader Joy's Soy Katash. This updated succotash starter mixes corn and red bell peppers with edamame, or soybeans, instead of limas. Cascadian Farm or Organic Hearty Blend. The brown rice, corn, black beans, and red bell pepper is both its name and nearly all of its ingredients. There's also a touch of salt, enough to supply just 85 milligrams of sodium in a 2/3 cup serving. Let the bag sit in your freezer until you're ready to saute a quick side or are looking for an instant starter for a Mexican-inspired bowl or salad. Tacos and Beyond. A sofrito is a base used to season beans, rice, stews, and other dishes in Latin America and the Mediterranean. It's made by sautéing and then slowly cooking finely chopped vegetables, think peppers, onions, tomatoes, garlic, in olive oil to concentrate their flavor. And that's what makes every pouch in Filo's Beans and Sofrito line a real standout. It's hard to believe that these beans didn't spend the whole day simmering on your stovetop. The varieties range from Cuban black beans to Mexican Mayacoba, a mild-flavored pale yellow bean. And the sodium, most have around 400 milligrams per half pouch, or about 2/3 cup, isn't too bad for something that can be the star of your meal. Toss them in tacos, salads, or bowls with veggies, avocado, etc. No Filos around? Try a dozen cousins' Cuban black beans. Prefer reed-fried beans? You can refer back to our oh-so-simple recipe a few minutes ago. Or if you're looking for hummus, there's the Ithaca brand as well. Beanie Rotini. Red lentil rotini, anyone? Green lentil penne? They and their cousins from brands like Tolerant Organic and Barilla have just one ingredient, legume flour. That means 6 to 8 grams of fiber per 2-ounce serving, about 1 cup cooked. White pasta has just 3 grams. Whole wheat has 7. The legume-only pastas also supply 11 to 14 grams of protein, more than white or whole wheat's 7 or 8 grams. And if you're gluten-free, well, so are these pastas. The downside? Legume pastas can overcook and turn gummy in a flash. So check the cooking time before you turn on the burner. Our favorites? Chickpea or red lentil pasta in short shapes, like penne or rotini. Upgrade your grains. If your go-to side dish is rice or some other grain, you can do better. Let in the legumes. Beans, lentils, and chickpeas aren't just plant-based protein. They also supply fiber-rich carbs, so why not sub them for whole grains once in a while? Try serving chicken or fish on a bed of black lentils. Mix it up. Beans and rice are nice, but how about branching out? What about lentils on a bed of bulgur, wheat, berries, or another whole grain? Pouches like Whole Foods 365 spelt green lentils and long grain brown rice make it easier for you. They also salt everything for you to the tune of roughly 230 milligrams of sodium in every half cup. So if you're not in a pinch, why not DIY? Fever Pitch by Lindsay Moyer. Getting enough vegetable powder? Protein-packed junk food, high-calorie candy, dressed-up sugar water. It's hard enough to eat and stay healthy. Who needs tricky ad pitches to confuse us? Here's a sampling. Vitamin Duped. Vitamin D helps your immune system stay strong. Eggland's Best has 6 times more vitamin D than ordinary eggs, says the magazine ad. In today's uncertain times, it's more important than ever to maintain a strong immune system. In today's uncertain times? Surely Eggland's Best isn't suggesting that its eggs will shield you from the coronavirus. Nah. After all, we're still waiting for results from dozens of trials testing vitamin D to prevent or treat COVID-19. When it comes to other respiratory tract infections, taking the vitamin matters most for people who are deficient. The 6 times more vitamin D sounds impressive, but a regular large egg has a paltry 5% of the daily value. So Eggland's 6 times more comes to just 30%. At that pace, you'd need 3 eggs a day to reach just about DV. Want to make sure you're getting enough D? 600 IUs a day up to age 70, or 800 IU if you're older. Vitamin D is rare in foods and hard to get from sunlight if you use sunscreen, and you should. Solution? taken an expensive vitamin D supplement or a multivitamin and mineral. This is not health food. This is not a candy bar, says the TV ad for Power Crunch Protein Energy Bar. This is protein reimagined. Thanks to monk fruit and stevia extracts, a triple chocolate Power Crunch bar has only 5 grams of added sugar. That's far less than a candy bar, but still 10% of the daily value. But the 220-calorie bar is one heck of a ultra-processed food. It's made largely of hydrolyzed whey protein and protein isolates, plus white flour, palm oil, and palm kernel oil. These oils give it enough saturated fat, 7 grams, to rival a full-size Kit Kat or Milky Way bar. And its 13 grams of protein is no bargain. You get 12 grams in a 5.3-ounce Chobani less sugar Greek yogurt or 100 for 100 fewer calories. A 3-ounce chicken breast, 140 calories, has 26 grams of protein. Power sure sounds good, but you can't get it from a bar. All day sugar. NBA star Karl Anthony Towns sits down at a barbershop. The Phillies' Bryce Harper reclines during a physical therapy. Tennis pro Serena Williams works on her clothing line. They all take swigs of Bolt 24. Athletes are 24/7, says the TV ad for Gatorade's new drink that offers all-day hydration for the all-day athlete. But even athletes don't need a sugary sports drink when they're not playing sports. Bolt 24 cuts Gatorade sugar by a third, but a 16.9-ounce bottle still has 80 calories and 4.5 teaspoons, or 19 grams, of added sugar. Which sugar-free drink can also hydrate you all day, anytime you're not exercising intensely for hours? Water. Balance of nonsense. My name is Dr. Roger Bond, says the TV ad for Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Supplements. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is getting Balance of Nature into their diet and getting more fruits and vegetables. Why bother with a randomized placebo-controlled trial to see if your supplements help people stay healthy when you can find a chiropractor to just say so and a few more works folks to gush that they're the most natural form of fuel, that after 2 years, I don't even think I've had a cold, or that after taking them, other good things were happening with my health? And why bother eating 10 servings a day of fruits and veggies when you can just swallow 6 capsules of fruit and vegetable powder? Balance of Nature will happily sell you a month's supply for $45 to $90. There goes your blueberry budget. Last year, the FDA warned Balance to stop making illegal claims about flu, colds, allergies, diabetes, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, asthma, pneumonia, and melanoma. Whew. Maybe the company should just stick with other good things. Calorie Bomb. Decadent Slim Fast Keto Fat Bomb Peanut Butter Cup Candy has zero added sugar, so you can have one and then another to lose weight and keep it off, says the TV ad. Somehow Slim Fast forgot to mention the calories. Oops. Have one and then another, and the tally is 180, just shy of the 210 calories in a sugary Reese's Peanut Butter Cup 2-pack. How's that for a magic weight loss bullet? See through it. Find your breaking point, then break it, says the emergency TV ad, as super fit actors bike, run, or strike yoga poses. Every emergency gives you a potent blend of nutrients that you can emerge your best. Emerge your best? What on earth does that mean? Pretty much whatever you want it to. So what if you assume that emergencies, B vitamins, electrolytes, and vitamin C will boost your immune system or any energy level or fitness? That's okay with emergency. Fruit Flim Flam. New one-a-day natural fruit bites multivitamins are made from farm-grown apples as the first ingredient, says the TV ad, as a bottle of the women's multi is chopped into fresh apple slices and sprinkled with the key nutrients you want. Farm-grown apples? Make that apple puree concentrate according to the barely visible fine print. The second ingredient? Apple juice concentrate, aka added sugar. But all that apple business is just a diversion. The truth? Fruit Bites nutrients fall short. For starters, the multis are missing folate, iron, and vitamins B1, B2, C, and K, and they're lower in zinc, iodine, and vitamins A and E than many multis. Not exactly the key nutrients you want. How News Can Confuse by Bonnie Liebman. Everyone eats, so news outlets know that the latest food study is likely to grab eyeballs. But sometimes the media doesn't get it quite right. Sometimes they neglect to mention that the headline shocker comes from a study in test tubes or from a study that can't prove cause and effect. Sometimes the study itself is at fault. Often the media simply repeats a press release's mistakes. Here are a few oops stories that confused many. This new study looked back over 5 decades of studies and found eating chocolate more than once a week was associated with an 8% decreased risk of coronary artery disease, reported CNN.com in July. Our study suggests that chocolate helps keep the heart's blood vessels healthy, study author Chayakrit Krittanawong of Baylor College of Medicine told CNN. Not quite. The study combined the results of 6 earlier studies, but one of them was only published as an abstract, a brief summary. After Krittanawong's team re-examined the data without that study, poof, the link between chocolate and heart disease evaporated. Oops. Dark chocolate has a much lower sugar content and fewer calories than milk or white chocolate because those are mixed with powdered or condensed milk, noted CNN. Really? An ounce of Dove dark chocolate has only 10 fewer calories and 1 gram less added sugar than an ounce of Dove milk chocolate. Bottom line, studies like these are ask people to eat then follow them for years, can't prove that chocolate protects the heart. A clearer answer should come from the COSMOS trial. It's testing whether 600 milligrams a day of cocoa flavanol supplement can cut the risk of heart disease and stroke. That same amount of flavanols from dark chocolate would come with roughly a 600-calorie price tag. Ultra-processed foods could accelerate biological aging, study finds. 3 or more servings per day of what researchers call ultra-processed food, mass-manufactured foods containing oils, sugars, fats, starch, and little nutrients, may lead to changes in chromosomes linked to aging, reported FoxNews.com in September. This study aside, it's smart to cut back on ultra-processed foods. But the study that Fox reported on didn't show that eating ultra-processed food accelerates aging. The researchers simply asked people what they typically ate, then measured the length of their telomeres. As the authors noted, although we adjusted for several potential confounders, other potential confounders may exist. Oops. Bottom line, the study didn't randomly assign people to eat either unprocessed or ultra-processed foods, so it can't prove that they shorten telomeres, but those foods can pad your waistline. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Roble, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition Action News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.